We want to welcome you to the Mackey Motors pregame show right here on 93.7 KKRL. We are previewing right now the matchup between the Glynn-Ralston Wildcats and the Arweva Rockets. And I'm joined now by head coach of the Glynn-Ralston Wildcats, Mr. Cole Corson. Coach, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tyler.
Coach, this is an interesting matchup coming into this week, a storied rivalry between these two teams, and both of you are very hungry to grab a win here in Week 3. But I want to talk just real quick about last week, that game against GTRA. I know not the way you wanted it to end, but I tell you what, you guys fought until the end. You really got some good points on the board by the end of the game. So what were some constructive points you were able to pull away from the game last week against GTRA?
Really, for the most part, we were really effective running the ball for the majority of the night. I think we finished with, 250-plus rushing yards right around there, and we wrinkled in about 80 or so passing yards. But the line of scrimmage, I thought we did a really good job. We just had a couple turnovers that they took advantage of and scored off of, and then we had a couple of costly, maybe a fumble snap or a penalty that made us in big situations, so we weren't able to get first downs to move the sticks, and we just didn't get off the field in the first half. It was one of those things where they scored on, I think, almost every one of their first half drives, and we made some adjustments at halftime, and we shut them out for most of the third quarter. I think they scored about a minute left, so it was good to see those adjustments, worked out at halftime and talked about some of those things. But at the same time, we had them in a couple big third and longs in that third quarter, and even late second quarter, and they converted those. And those are just backbreakers because you're thinking, okay, we're getting off the field. We can get the ball back. But for the most part, we ran the ball really well. And we just got to, shore up some tackling. That was the biggest thing. I think our pursuit was aggressive, but at times it was too aggressive. And so that took us out of some plays, and they had some big cutback runs on us. But for the most part, a lot of the game was pretty positive against a really good GTRA team.
Yeah, you mentioned your offensive scheme in that matchup. You had four separate guys who had touchdowns. Those guys were Tyler Brandt, Bryson Ertz, Ethan Olberding, and Caden Smith. Talk to me about maybe those four guys or anyone else on your offense. Who do you see sort of being that superstar or maybe stepping up here tonight on that offense against Arweva?
And that's the thing right now. I even had a couple other people comment on it that it was nice to see a collection of guys get it done, and that's kind of been what we've preached to the guys. I don't know if there's, that superstar mentality with the team and stuff like that. Obviously, we want to run the ball effectively with Tyler Brandt. He's led our team in carries, both weeks, and he's averaging about 20 carries a game. But then Bryson Ertz brings a change of pace. Smith and Jackson, Sklenar, they both bring good receiving threats. We'd like to use Jackson running ball a little bit too, but we got a little thin at tight end, so we didn't have the luxury of moving him around as much as we would like to due to an injury. But both those guys are great receiving threats, big targets, 6 foot, 6'2", with Jackson and Smith. Both bring pretty physical presence from the tight end perspective, so they help in the run game, and it just makes our run game that much more effective. John Woodford and Ethan have been kind of rotating at quarterback a little bit, both bring a little bit something different to the table, and that was something that worked really well. I thought against GTRA is instead of subbing out position guys, we just did it with quarterbacks, ran in plays, and so they were able to effectively communicate the plays, or maybe a little bit better than when a position guy comes in, and just gives the defense, if we're bringing in a different quarterback and maybe a spread set versus a power eye set and stuff like that, it just gives them that much more they have to try to communicate in a small amount of time instead of maybe getting status quo and balanced up if we were strictly spread or strictly power eye or our double wing. So, yeah, all those guys bring a little bit something different to the table, and we try to utilize them as best we can.
And talk to me a little bit about the intensity coming into practice this week. I know both of these teams, you guys and Arweva, are still looking for that first win here in the season. So it's got to give your guys a lot of motivation coming into practice this week.
We talked about it. It's crunch time. It's for us, it's first district game. They've had a district game. District, we know top three teams make the playoffs. And we tried to peg ourselves that we're going to battle for one of those three spots. And this is one of those games that you have to go into and say, okay, to be one of those three spots, you got to beat a good team. Arweva's had two good opponents, and they took one to overtime and were highly competitive against Kingsley, that the score at the end doesn't show what the film shows. And so we have to know it's another battle for us. We've had two battle tested games. So I like that aspect of it. Practice on Tuesday, we had to get after it. We went full tackling circuits and stuff like that, just getting the kids ready for open field tackles, ready to, you know, bring down the Regaler kid, the Cook kid, because they're going to be forceful runners and they're going to try to run hard. And we struggled a bit against GTRA, tackling in space a little bit. So we expect, you know, some of those same things, because our Weavis is going to see the film and they're going to try to put Regaler in some of those same situations. So we just got to be ready for that. We were in the right spots a lot of the times. It was just we got to convert with the tackling aspect of things.
You've had the perspective from last season seeing, you know, like you said, Will Regaler, Cooper Cook, and so that junior class from last year kind of coming into this season as their seniors. What's sort of the differences you've seen from last year to this year on their offensive schemes, and what are some of those things on defense and how they're going to match up against our Weavis offense?
Well, we were the last game where the Cook kid played quarterback. After our game, they switched Will Regaler to quarterback, so that's been different. Seeing him back there, and then you got a 6'3", 6'4", target with the Cook kid out wide. Both are running threats from the quarterback perspective. Both throw the ball, and they utilize them both in those ways. The Kirsch kid as a tight end is a big tight end slash wide receiver for him. So it's just identifying where those guys are at in their different formations, trying to pinpoint, all right, situation, what are they trying to do against us? Defensively, we got to be able to match up. We got to be able to mix things up a little bit at times. And I even told the kids on Friday night, some of their big plays were probably, from a schematic standpoint, we got out-coached a little bit on those third downs. We could have schemed up a little bit different. We played not prevent, but on some of the big third downs, we played off, and we didn't communicate well enough to our players about the situation and knowing where the sticks were at and stuff like that. So that was a learning moment for young coaches as myself, and for our coaching staff in general, that we got to be more in tune with those things and how teams are going to try to do those third down plays and identify where their main targets are to get our kids off the field. Because like I said, our kids played really hard. We had a chance in the third quarter against GTRA to trim it down. We trimmed it down to, I think, low 20s, and we had a chance to recover a fumble to get it even less and start putting a little bit more pressure on them going to the fourth quarter, making it maybe a 2-score game. But defensively, we just got to fly to the ball. When all 8 guys in our defense collectively do it, we've been pretty stout defensively. But when we have those lapses that maybe it's a 5-guy effort play and the other 3 guys aren't necessarily doing their job, that's when we give up big plays. So once the guys really hone in on all 8 guys are flying to the ball and understanding their responsibilities, we've been pretty sound this year.
I know a lot of the time special teams doesn't get enough love, but what's kind of been the scheme on special teams, and is there anything you're looking to change, or are we just going to see the same plan being executed here tonight?
Tackle the returner. No. there was one time against GTRA, we did a decent job against their fake reverse and reverse. We just got to identify. But one time, I think a semi could have drove through sideways, how big the hole was. So, I mean, it was gashing, and the kid went untouched. And it was a big moment in the game. We ran down hard, but we lost our perspective of where we were at on the field. And like I said, the kid hit the lane, and I mean, it was easy sledding for him at that point. That put him back up 2 scores instead of just being a 1-score game early in the second quarter. And so those are deflating things. And so we've had to work on that a little bit. The JV game, we saw some of the same things. So it's something that we have to continue to emphasize on a kickoff perspective, because kickoff return, I thought we've been doing a really good job. Our average starting field positions is darn near around the 30 to 35 right now. So that's good. And GTRA said after about the second time we returned to the 35 and about broke it, they just started kicking it to our middle guy at the 30-yard line, just said, okay, he's going to catch it. If he gets 5 extra yards, he gets 5 extra yards, but you're not going to return it all the way on us. So they were trying to eliminate the big play that way, which has always been kind of a good thing for us to have kick return as a positive, because we almost broke one against Kuhn as well in week 1 and had good starting field position on the 2-3 kickoffs that we saw from them. So, yeah, special teams has to be a continued emphasis. And like I said, we just got to run our lanes and, you know, want to go hit somebody at that point.
Coach Corson, thank you so much for joining us on the pregame show, and we wish you good luck here tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Tyler.